Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So Brandon, the other day you said something about how you're not surprised because you've been seeing it happen, mm-hmm. but when that final out is registered and the reality is that you did not make the playoffs, is there a level of shock or surprise?
I mean, it's just sadness. It doesn't feel good. I don't know that it's surprise because you know it's a possibility of, you know, the outcome today. But, you know, falling short of a goal is, it never feels good. I'm sure everyone in this room has probably had a goal that they've set that they haven't reached. And, it never feels good, but it can fuel you to be better. It can fuel you to do better the next time, to cover more things the next time, to uncover more stones. Your mind always goes to, you know, when you miss it by one game, it goes to, you know, okay, well, you know, what one game could we have done better in? And there's definitely many cases of that throughout the year, but that's kind of where your mind goes. But, yeah, unfortunately, we just didn't do quite enough. We fell one game short.
With all the expectations and the talent in this room, where do you think that it ultimately went wrong?
You know, I might need some time to evaluate that. Just been trying to focus on today for a while, take it one game at a time. But, again, I might need some time to look back and evaluate that. I'm sure there's some things that'll probably pop up. I'll go back. I like to go back. I like to look at the numbers. I like to kind of, you know, be able to evaluate and kind of point to some things where we went wrong. But unfortunately, you know, I haven't done that yet. We'll let this one sink in for a little bit and then I'll go back and I'll evaluate. But there is no question, to answer your question, that we fell short of expectations for this goal. That's, you know, easily seen for this team. We had a lot of talent. Again, I said at one point in the year, I felt like it was the most talented team that I've ever played on, and we weren't able to make the playoffs. So that's obviously, you know, coming up short and a failure in my mind.
Pete was talking about how you guys maybe didn't do enough to try and, like, cut down leads and, stop bounce-back innings. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of defensive mistakes. We've been talking about that for the last few weeks. How much of some of that is on the coaches and how much of that is on the players?
Well, I mean, the coaches can do, you know, they can do what they can do, but ultimately all responsibility comes back on us. So anything that the did or did not happen out on the field, that comes down to us. We have to make the final decisions out there, and we're the ones that should take the blame for that. So the coaches, they definitely advise us, and they definitely try and help us, and they try and do the best that they can and give us all the information that they possibly can. But ultimately, it comes down to us and us executing out there. So I think the responsibility falls on us as the players.
Does this sting anymore knowing that Cincinnati did lose, and if you had won, that you would have
gone? Yeah, for sure. you know, if you win and they win, it still stings, don't get me wrong. But it does sting even more knowing that, you know, it was within your grasp. All you had to do was win that last game. So, yeah, that one was a nice little cherry on top for the sting. It definitely hurts.
Where did you guys get what you needed from a manager, Carlos Mendoza, this year?
Yeah, I mean, again, I like I said, I think all the responsibility falls back on the players. So, you know, I think we have to own up to our own actions. It's ultimately our decision what we do. It's ultimately our decision if we're not getting enough information to go pursue that information. So I think the responsibility falls on us as players.
How do you feel about the fact that this might be the last game that you play with Pete?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I haven't quite dealt with that yet, because I was trying to, you know, I was hoping there'd be more. But I love Pete. Obviously, we got to see Pete at his absolute best this year, just absolutely destroying baseballs. You saw it again today. You know, he's a game changer. And if that ball gets down, which it does like 99% of the time, that, I mean, what was it, like 115, 116, something like that? He just, I love playing with him, and I love the competitor that he is. So, you know, I'm sure the Mets will be in contact with him this offseason a lot, but if it did happen to be my last one, I've enjoyed every second of it.
As you're going around hugging these guys, just what's the message that you're telling them?
I think it's that we fell short, and, you know, to look back and be honest with yourself on where we can get better and where you as an individual get better, because out there on the baseball field, it's a lot of individual battles that amount to a team effort. But there's only so much that the team can help out with in that mano-a-mano individual battle. So there's a lot of just, you have to go reflect on what you feel like you could be better at for the next year, and go to work on that this offseason.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.